Well, today the president is going to do what we think of as a somewhat symbolic act, because what he's going to do is set light to Gabon's stockpile of confiscated ivory, a stock that we've built up over the years, confiscated from poachers who've killed elephants to take their ivory and to sell it into the illicit ivory trade. And so by lighting a pyre with 5 tons of ivory in it, the president is sending a very strong message, both within Gabon to the poachers, to say that Gabon is getting very serious about stopping this crisis, and the international community to say that both that we are doing our bit to stop this illegal trade, but this is really an international problem. There wouldn't be ivory poaching in Gabon if there wasn't a market in Asia and elsewhere for ivory. And so the only solution is going to be an international solution.
So, Dr. White, what steps is the government taking, as well as the parks in Gabon taking, to ensure that it does its bit to prevent the poaching of elephants and other animals in Gabon?
Well, you know, Gabon makes up about 13% of Africa's rainforest. But the latest surveys done by NGOs like Wildlife Conservation Society show that we have over 50% of the surviving forest elephants left on the continent. That means that all the poachers are targeting Gabon now. So the pressure is increasing in Gabon. And in response, the government has had to take some very strong measures. So over the last 2 years, the national park staff has doubled twice. The national parks budget, the state budget, has increased by a factor of 10. And the government has sent in army troops to support the national parks and forestry staff in the places where we have the most severe poaching problems. And just 3 weeks ago, the government signed into law the creation of a special unit in the gendarmerie, in the national police, a special armed unit of 250 people who will specifically be tasked with supporting the national parks and the forestry staff to protect elephants and other wildlife from poaching.
With the president symbolically lighting this torch today, Wednesday, what should be the expectations of Gabonese as well as the international community about the president's determination or the government in determination to ensure that the wildlife and the parks of Gabon are protected?
I think the message is a very strong one to the Gabonese people, but most of the poachers in Gabon are actually foreign nationals. And so the president is sending a very strong message to those people that wildlife crime is not going to be tolerated in Gabon. He's also sending a strong message to the international community that Gabon is very serious about natural resource governance, that we put very high political priority on managing the natural treasures that we have in the country. And our hope is that will encourage our partners to provide more support to us, more training, more financial support to enable us to manage the natural treasures that exist in Gabon. But also, and we're seeing it already, also to encourage investors, such as tourism investors, that they can count on Gabon as a very serious partner, and that they can have confidence if they're going to invest in the country, that we will really do our part as a government to make sure that their investments are viable in the long term. So I think it's very much a two-pronged message, locally to say that poaching is unacceptable and that we have zero tolerance, and internationally to say that we are a very serious partner.